Section 1, Historic Neighborhoods, the Morningside National Historic District, which encompasses 9th Street, Crestway, Sturtevant, Pembroke, Morningside Circle, and is comprised of 103 structures. The development of the Morningside Historic District began in 1918 and was essentially completed by the end of 1928. The site has an area of 38.4 acres with a high concentration of early 20th century residential buildings. The district is characterized by the exhibition of virtually all the prominent early 20th century architectural types. This range includes bungalow, Tudor, Revival, Spanish Colonial Revival, and American Foursquare. The winding street system, large yards with deep setbacks and buffer plantings, also helped define the neighborhood. Other contributions include the green space known as Morningside Park, encircled by Morningside Drive, and a scenic pond in the eastern portion of the neighborhood. The Morningside Historic District, through these architectural and physical features, is a clearly defined, cohesive neighborhood which possesses integrity and a strong sense of place. The Morningside Plat placed deed restrictions and covenants on all properties. These restrictions only permitted single-family residences with accessory buildings to correspond in style to the primary structure and architectural criteria for windows, porches, and the inclusion of ornamental projections. Many of these historically noteworthy homes include number 1, the Weeks Estes House at number 1 Crestway. Harry C. Weeks, a prominent attorney during the early oil boom days of Wichita Falls, built this home in 1923. Harry's brother Fred had recently built a huge 15,000 square foot mansion on the other side of town. Harry and his wife Ethel decided on a more modest design in a Colonial Revival style reminiscent of Thomas Jefferson's Monticello. They chose a hilltop lot with a commanding north-facing view in the new Francis Edition, later known as Morningside. Mr. Weeks and his brother donated 268 acres to the city of Wichita Falls for what would later become Weeks Park. Number 2, the Jones House, located at 406 Morningside. This Tudor Revival two-story brick veneer home, built in 1924, has an irregular floor plan. The roof consists of a complex slate system with main gable and crossing OG sections. A variety of fenestrations include 6x6 sash and 8 light casement and diamond-paned windows. The projecting entryway includes a Tudor arch of limestone voussoirs, with the entryway facing outward towards Morningside. Number 3, the Gwen House, located at 133 Pembroke. A two-story brick Mediterranean Revival home built in 1924, the hipped roof is tiled and incorporates a bracketed cornice. The central entryway is arcaded, recessed, and includes a triple arch. The column capitals are of the composite order and made of cast stone. The main door is multi-paned with a fan light. The fenestration includes 6x6 sash windows, and additional elements include a side sun porch as well as exterior and chimneys. Number 4, the Stringer House, located at number 2 Crestway. Built in 1927 for Leslie and Blanche Stringer, this two-story Spanish Colonial Revival was designed by David R. Williams, who is credited with the development of the indigenous Texas-style ranch house. Tile roof is a complex system comprised of hipped, flat, and shed-shaped sections. The exterior walls are clad with stucco and include low-relief ornamentation at the main entry. Another architectural feature is the use of niches with iron grills. The current owners purchased the home from Mr. Stringer in 1987. The premises also contain a landscape pond, which adds to the luster of this historic neighborhood. The pond would not be complete without the beloved 2,000-pound whimsical metal sculpture of Nessie, the Loch Ness monster who watches from her perch on the bank. Number 5, the Fane Kirk Battle House, located at 2710 9th. This Tudor Revival, constructed in 1925, is a two-story brick house. The roof incorporates a cross gable with use of slate material for the shingle. The archways are rusticated limestone and brick for the main entryway. The gabled roof exterior walls are clad with stucco. The house incorporates a wide variety of window types to include 6-pane casement, diamond pane casement, 8x8 sash, and 4x4 sash with stone sills and mullions. The property also includes a contributing accessory garage and apartment. Additional sites of interest in the Morningside National Historic District include the Kemp Cadane Cookhouse, located at 2811 9th Street. Built in 1927, this Colonial Revival house was home to numerous Wichita Falls community leaders. The tradition is carried on with former Mayor Gary Cook and his wife Linda, who have lovingly maintained and restored this wonderful house. Features of the home include a two-story pillared central portico with second-story balcony. Windows on the first floor are 9/9 sash. Windows on the second floor are 6/6 and includes a large exterior end chimney. The Francis House at number 3 Crestway. Built by Charles and Adele Francis in 1923, this two-story house features an arched main doorway and brick veneer in Tudor Revival style. The house features a slate hipped roof with cross gables and a projecting portico entryway, a bay window with 4 6/1 sash with brick, flat arch lintels, and stone sills. Both the main house and outbuilding are contributing to the beauty of the district. Mr. Francis was a prominent oil and gas attorney. As a distinguished alumni of the University of Texas, he served as a founding member of the Board of Trustees of the UT Law School Foundation. The house was sold in 1935 to the Princes, and in 1977, their nephew purchased the house from their estate. The current owners purchased the home in 1990. The Moore House, located at number 4 Crestway. This 1.5-story home was constructed in 1926 in a Spanish Colonial Revival style. The stuccoed house contains a tiled, hip-shaped roof, and other features include an arcaded porch with low-relief details near the doors. The building also includes a symbolic bell tower. This property contains the most expansive grounds within the Morningside Historic District and has one contributing and one non-contributing accessory building. The O'Donohoe House, located at 108 Pembroke Lane. Constructed in 1921, this is a fine example of Georgian Revival architecture. John F. O'Donohoe and his wife Carrie Kell O'Donohoe built the 2.5-story rectangular plan home with weatherboard wall covering and a composite shingle gabled roof. Other features include modillion cornice, 4 pedimented dormers, a pedimented modillion portico entrance with side lights, and a variety of windows including 12/1 sash, 8/1 sash, and multi-light door and side panels.